This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, July 17th. God's word for you today is Final Say. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 64, verse 6 to 7. And it says, as they plot their crimes, they say, we have devised the perfect plan. Yes, the human heart and mind are cunning, but God himself will shoot them with his arrows, suddenly striking them down. Before the enemy can afflict people, he always strikes them with fear, prophesying what he wants to do. The enemy always tries to copy everything God does because he is a loser. For instance, he will say to a traveler, you know you are not coming back from this journey. That is a negative prophecy. What you do is stand and cancel it. You say, in the name of Jesus, I will go and I will come back. If you do not do anything about it, if you let it rest, you are asking for trouble. If people are aware enough, they will tell you that most of the challenges they are having started with the enemy prophesying evil. But I have good news for you. Every negative pronouncement of the enemy will come to nothing in the name of Jesus. Isaiah 8 verse 10 says, take counsel together, and it shall come to naught. Speak the word, and it shall not stand, for God is with us. Amen. They will speak, but it will not stand, because God is with us. Some things have been prophesied negatively against your destiny. Every such utterance will be cancelled today in the name of Jesus. I have shared my stories with you, things that have been prophesied by the enemy against me, and God himself will cancel it. We want to take a territory, but the enemy will tell us that we cannot take it. At the time, we wanted to get additional land at God's Favorite House headquarters, the one currently being used as the car park. The enemy used several voices to tell me to forget it, that it was not going to happen. Be reasonable. You are so stubborn. What kind of human being are you? I said, I just want to believe God. Is that a crime? When God says something is yours, you take it. Guess what? There is still very much land to be possessed. It is a secret, so do not tell anybody. The truth is, if you care about being cute, you will not fulfill your destiny. Fulfilling destiny is not about being cute. Your friend will tell you, you have tried, but this thing is not going to work. Tell them, that is your prophecy, but this is what God has said. I will see my children's children to the third and fourth generation. That is what God has said. Everybody has a choice. You can listen to the negative voice or to God's voice. I pray that you will only listen to God's voice in the mighty name of Jesus. God has sent me to tell you that he will restore you. Some of us have lost grounds and territories. Listen carefully. God will restore you in the name of Jesus. Maybe you feel that you are not worthy or that you do not meet up to God's standard. I have news for you. In Ezekiel 36 verse 22, which says, therefore, give the people of Israel this message from the sovereign Lord. I am bringing you back, but not because you deserve it. I am doing it to protect my holy name. Sovereign means he does whatever he wants to do. If there is something you have to ensure in your life, it is that people know you with God's name. If that is not the case currently, I pray that you will surrender to Jesus today and change it. Let us pray. Father, you have the final say on all things concerning me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.